I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. First Lady Michelle Obama read green eggs and ham to school children today in celebration of Read Across America Day. We'll talk about how to encourage a love of reading in the digital age. We'll have that conversation in just a few minutes. But first, to the deadline that could leave pro football fans next season without the sounds they love most.
Roethlisberger, pass time, throws to the back of the end zone, and
of course, we're talking about the possibility of a lockout in the National Football League. The collective bargaining agreement between the league and the NFL Players Association expires tomorrow night at midnight. And with the clock ticking, that means the NFL's team owners could lock the players out on Friday. And that could mean potentially no pro football next season. Joining us to talk about all this and what this might mean and what the possibilities really are here is Jarrett Bell, NFL beat writer for USA Today. He's with us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Jarrett Bell, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Michelle.
Now, I keep hearing different things, though, about what the deadline really is. Can you clarify that?
Yeah. The deadline for the CBA to expire is midnight Thursday night, as you mentioned. But I think the fact that we're not in the middle of football season, it doesn't really feel like a real deadline. And it won't be felt a lockout, some kind of work stoppage, until regular season games are canceled or postponed. That's when you'll feel it. But for all the business the NFL does during the offseason, and in addition
to the combine just was held
exactly.
Earlier this week, which is where the up and coming
prospects
show their stuff, show what they have.
Yeah, there will still be a draft. So in April, we'll still have all the buildup we have there. But in terms of the players doing things that they typically do during the offseason with mini camps and training and things like that, you won't have that if there's a work stoppage. But by and large, I think when you talk about shutting down the league, it really is not felt until real games are played.
You know, I think for people who haven't followed this, what is the core of the disagreement? I think for a lot of fans, they're having a hard time understanding what this is about. We understand that about $9 billion in revenue is at stake. $9 billion seems like a lot of money to spread around, number one. And number two, as people know, that the viewership for football is off the charts. It's the most popular, most watched sport in the country right now. So a lot of people argue, why can't they work this out? Isn't there enough to go around?
Exactly. And it's dividing the pie. And, I mean, it's the classic test of wills for how much does party A get and how much does party B get and who gets to keep what. That's what they're haggling about. And the last time they had a work stoppage, it was 23 years ago, more than 23 years ago, when the players went on strike and they had an antitrust lawsuit that led to this current agreement. But just to get back to your basic question, the NFL has asked for $1 billion per year in givebacks from the union. Now, you mentioned that $9 billion figure, which 5-6 years ago was like $6 billion, so the game is growing. Of that $9.3 billion from last year in revenues, the owners take $1 billion off the top for what they call cost credits, things to help build the game, revitalize stadiums, and things of that nature. Well, they want another $1 billion on top of that, which the union says equates to 18% in givebacks. On the other hand, the owners have not cried poverty, like in the NBA, where there are like a dozen teams that are operating in the red. The NFL doesn't have that problem, but they're saying the costs are rising too much. So that's the fundamental argument. And the union says, hey, show us the books. The league says we're not obligated legally, which they are not, if they're not saying they can't pay the player. So a lot of those issues are there, in addition to an 18-game season, retiree benefits, et cetera.
Now, who seems to have the edge here? And it has been assumed, I think, by a lot of people that the owners have the edge because they get television money, whether a game is played or not.
Nope.
But then a U.S. district judge ruled yesterday that the estimated $4 billion the NFL was set to receive from network television deals, even if the games aren't played in 2011, was improperly negotiated. So does that take that off the table?
Yeah, that takes it off the table unless something else. I think it pretty much settles that issue that the NFL won't be able to draw on that money, which it's been misreported in a lot of cases, but the NFL says that would have been a loan that they would have had to pay back with interest. But by and large, that was a war chest for them that they had access to. So that's off the table. But when you talk about management versus players and owners, you're talking about billionaires. So when you think leverage, well, they're better prepared for a long stoppage, just, you know, average owner versus average player. Let's not kid ourselves. But I'll tell you where the players have some degree of leverage. A, all of their major gains throughout history have come with court cases. And there's this threat of an antitrust lawsuit if the NFL indeed locks the players out, and there's another lever there for the union that would be decertifying. And that's a maneuver that worked well for the players the last time they had a stoppage. They decertified as a union, which for the short term, you give up a lot of rights as a union, because then all of a sudden you're a trade association, and so you can't collectively bargain, and anything you get is going to have to come through the courts. So that's where the sides are right now. They're kind of staring each other down with their nuclear missiles, if you will. The owner saying lockout, the player saying decertification, and then if that happens, one or the other, we could just wind up in court.
Forgive me for putting you on the spot in the 10 seconds we have left. Do you feel comfortable hazarding a prediction about whether there will be a lockout or not?
Yeah, I think there'll be some sort of workshop. I think there will be a lockout, and then it'll be haggled out in court. But I don't think the whole season's going to be lost. It may be a short one once we get to football season.
Okay, well, we'll invite you back so we can play that for you, depending on what happens. Jarrett Bell is the NFL beat writer for USA Today. He was kind enough to stop by our Washington, D.C. studios. Jarrett, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate you having me, Michelle.